You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison jetted off on 12 international trips, visiting 17 nations, in the first 12 months since he took office in August last year. His trips include 8 visits to Pacific neighbours as part of his much-touted step up in the region. Australian Strategic Policy Institute Director of Defence Strategy and National Security, Michael Shoebridge, says it's important Mr Morrison meet regularly with leaders in the region. He says where a Prime Minister spends their time is a good indication of their foreign policy priorities.
Scott Morrison is saying with his travel, the South Pacific is an important national priority. That's where he went first when he became Prime Minister, and he's kept up that tempo of travel. Indonesia is fundamental, so he's been there twice, most recently to Jokowi's inauguration, and he's off to India in January, again to make the point this is a growing partnership, and obviously he's had that state visit to the US.
In early June, Mr Morrison became the first Australian Prime Minister to visit the Solomon Islands in 11 years, before going on to the United Kingdom and Singapore. The total cost of the three-country trip topped $160,000. He has attended 2 G20 summits, in Argentina at the end of 2018 and this year's meeting in Osaka. The bills exceeded $350,000 and $175,000 respectively. He also scored an invitation to observe the G7 summit in France in August. There is one notable destination missing from Mr Morrison's travel diary. He's the first Prime Minister since John Howard not to visit China in his first 400 days in office. Mr Shoebridge says the geopolitical environment has changed since then, pointing out Australia's economic relationship with China has boomed in the last 2 years without an official visit.
If and when he goes there, it should be on terms that make sense to Australia's national interests. And bargaining to get an early invitation would probably mean compromising on important national interests.
Also contributing to the $1.3 million price tag in his first 12 months in office are visits to Singapore, Papua New Guinea, Tahiti, Easter Island, the United Arab Emirates, Iraq, Vanuatu, Fiji, New Zealand, and Vietnam. However, the total cost of Mr Morrison's international travel so far would be much higher, as he has made another 5 overseas trips since August, including a state visit to the United States where he was hosted by US President Donald Trump at a state dinner. It also does not take into account his most recent trips to East Timor, the United States, Fiji, Indonesia, and Thailand. The total expense bill also excludes the cost of RAAF charter flights for all international prime ministerial flights this year. A statement from the Department of Defence explains.
Defence has a long-standing process for costing the use of special purpose aircraft. These aircraft utilise a range of logistics, fuel, crewing and support systems that are common to a range of capabilities across our RAF fleets. The costing process that Defence uses breaks down and attributes cost in a thorough manner, but this takes time. The special purpose aircraft schedule for the period from the 1st of January to the 30th of June 2019 is expected to be tabled in the first quarter of 2020 once verification and validation of the data has been conducted.
The Prime Minister is due to visit India and Japan in January and is also expected to call on Saudi Arabia for the G20 summit in November. The exact disclosed expense of the Prime Minister's international travel was $1,383,101. A spokesperson for the Prime Minister has issued a statement saying,
"As the Prime Minister has said, he only travels overseas when it is necessary and will deliver outcomes that benefit Australian families and businesses."
Amy Hall, SBS News.